just leave him cookies and save your time. The Santa Claus turns on it his own way, watching you and I turn on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, David Geffen.
Listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Listening to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. You just heard Boston Spaceships with Christmas Girl, Sonic Youth, Santa Doesn't Cop Out on Dope, Curtis Blow, Christmas Rappin', Clarence Card with Backdoor Santa, Ramones with Merry Christmas. What's a parenthetical on that?
I don't want to fight tonight.
I don't want to fight tonight. RCV Moore, Joy to the World, The Fall, No Xmas for John Keys. Grateful Dead, Run Rudolph, Run. And of course, Vince Guaraldi is playing right now.
Thanks, Vince.
In the background.
In the back room.
In the back room. He's playing in Studio B.
It was very kind of him to come out again this year for our annual celebration.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had something to say, but my internet's not letting me say it. Well, that's okay. Internet, you know, can take some time to load sometimes. It's a pre-recorded app, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the world presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles. From Ipanema to the world. Are you insane? Are you out of your mind? Tower of Babel, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Hello, Andy. Sorry I lost you.
Hello. No problem.
I was just telling the listener that, you know, sometimes the internet goes out. But this is a pre-recorded show. Sorry to lift the curtain and reveal our secrets, but that's just what it is.
And, you know, when you pre-record like this, there's nothing you can do about it. That's the nature of pre-recorded radio.
And the reason we're pre-recording is because we're traveling for the holidays. So,
yep, we're going to everybody's house and delivering presents down their chimney. Another look behind the curtain. We are Santa Claus.
He's Santa and I'm Claus.
Yep.
What was I going to do? I did some promos. Let's do an underwriting. WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys and sells new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I got a new one for you, or new to me at least. Do you ride a bicycle or walk in Pittsburgh? Do you want safer streets and respect for motorists?
Yes.
Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization that works to improve biking and walking in order to reduce the harmful effects of car dependence in our communities. For free resources and programs, connect with Bike Pittsburgh on social media at BikePGH and at BikePGH.org.
Wow.
Now that one's new
to me.
It's
a new PS. It's new as of December 16th. What did bikers do before December 16th in this city?
Maybe they brought it in to garner support for bike lanes after all the drama in the Strip District surrounding the new bike lane on Penn.
How do you feel about the new bike lane?
I don't know. It's stupid, but it's not the only stupid thing they've done with bike lanes in the city. But also, an inside source, breaking news, I heard that it's equally to control traffic because there's a lot of accidents because people are turning onto Penn from those little side streets, 23rd, 24th, etc. And it's really hard to see around the parked cars. And people are crashing into each other. So it's not just, you know, so a biker can ride. I also want to investigate whoever makes those little white pylons that are everywhere. I wonder if there's some money changing hands. Those things are everywhere.
Yep. I really think Pittsburgh has a real problem with other cities with visibility issues around corners just don't let you park on the corner up to like the very edge of the intersection. Not Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's like, that is fine. Just use your ESP to gauge when to drive out.
Well, we have good ESP, don't we, folks?
We do.
Some people say we have the best ESP in anywhere in the U.S.
Yes.
Everyone hates us because of our ESP.
The P stands for Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Extra senses in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So here's another thing.
Okay.
During these uncertain times, bike lanes everywhere, white pylons coming up, you can't see around the corner. People need organ transplants. Mm-hmm. And people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but only one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. matchingdonors.com.
I feel like you know, one could make the case that the bike Pittsburgh and all this talk about visibility on corners doesn't help the organ donor case, you know.
It's
maybe,
I see,
big organ is maybe pro invisible corners. This is a conspiracy that I'm just piecing together, but I believe it 70%.
We're working through these things together.
Yep.
Pre-recorded, live on air.
Yep.
As most conspiracies should be worked out.
Well, what else do we have to do? We did our PSAs. We did our promos.
We did our underwriting.
We did our underwriting.
The stockings are hung by the chimney with care.
The advent calendars half open.
Up to date. Uh-huh.
Yep, up to date. I haven't seen an advent calendar in a long time.
Me neither.
What's up with that? They not make them anymore?
Oh, they make them, I assume. I don't know.
Actually, if you have, I know this is pre-recorded, but we can still get texts. If you want to send us your advent calendar, 412-440-8906, 412-440-8906, send us a pic of your advent calendar.
Does it have little treats inside? Make sure to let us know.
It's always chocolate, right? What else could it be?
Maybe like a generic sweet tart type thing. Yeah, maybe a gumdrop or a jelly bean, a single jelly bean.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I say that, that sounds a bit old-timey. There's no way they're still giving kids single jelly beans.
No.
For 25 days, and the kids are staying engaged.
Maybe they're really good. Maybe it's it's probably a Harry Potter themed advent calendar. And they have all weird flavors. Vomit or whatever. Yum. Okay, let's do more music. Here is Crabs for Christmas by David DuBois. Talk to you soon.
Store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close, and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere, and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, ho, with crabs for Christmas, my Christmas wish will come true." He started perspiring, and it looked like he might be in pain, and his face got all stiff as he asked
You know, I'm from Maryland, and them crabs is what I'm itching for. Don't you know, Santa dear, with steamed crabs and a beer, it would be like a trip back to old Baltimore. Came two big policemen, and they saw that man on Santa's lap. Well, they reached for his throat and his bowling league coat, and they picked him up, losing his Oriole cap. Santa cried, "Put him down right this instant. Now, my boy, what you want's not so odd. But there's no crabs till May, so we'll hop on my sleigh, and we'll fly to New England, and I'll get you scrod." No, not scrod. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, fill with crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true.
You know, that's my Christmas whistle.
My Christmas
Christmas Day.
Yeah. thought that was a bit close.
Yes, but I liked the bit about the fluffy white blanket.
My ears travel side, they go ho ho.
Thank you.
the park, but they're crazy. Their mom is a lush, she drinks NyQuil. She'll have half a swerve on before breakfast. Fall asleep in her eggs, well I wish them all well. Deliverance from hell. Oh, Merry Christmas. I gotta say hello to Roger. You know we have a band. Merry Christmas. This weather is rough, but I'll rally. What a great time we'll have. Where's the food? I'm hungry as hell from the highway. The roads are pure crap on the passes. I only had peanuts and raisins. What if we crashed? 14 years will be ringing in, and nothing that appears to have changed. Oh, Merry Christmas, the sun and the birth and whatever. I'm just glad to be home. Merry Christmas. We'll stay for this family together. And every year, Merry Christmas. If not, you can lounge in your bathrobe or go see a flick. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
look at that. Are you enjoying our Christmas special? Our holiday special? It's not just Christmas special. We had some Hanukkah songs.
Are you so full of cheer from our Hanukkah and Christmas and winter songs, huh? Are you?
So.
Are you naughty? Are you nice? Tell me, did you enjoy Just Like Christmas by Low, Merry Christmas by Silkworm, Eight Candles by Yola Tengo, Christmas Tide by The Fall, Glammy Little Christmas by The Cleaners from Venus? This one's a stretch, but Old Bones by Guided by Voices kind of interpolates Auld Lang Syne, maybe. It's up to you. Christmas Time by Stevie Wonder, Silver Bells by John Prine, or maybe you enjoyed Crabs for Christmas by David DuBois, a Baltimore classic. I think that was a request last year from our listener Freya from Silver Springs, Maryland, or somewhere around there, Frederick, Maryland. Was that, is that true?
I think that's, that sounds right.
Because I don't think we were hip to
Crabs
that
for Christmas. No, I think
album.
That was a, I think that was a call-in in the studio.
Yeah. Christmas is a time for memories, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
Merry Christmas to Freya, our caller, last year.
Well, I think we did all the stuff we gotta do. We can do, why don't we do this? Why don't we do some show calendar stuff? Everyone does.
Did we do an underwriting?
We did.
Okay, we'll have to talk about that
we
later.
We talked about Attic Records.
Oh, love Attic Records. All right, no problem.
Yep. All right, well, let me get the show calendar up. Let's see what's going on there. Wow, internet. Pretty slow today. Slow for you guys out there? Probably.
Answer him. Is it slow for you guys? Come on. It must be slow. Maybe they still didn't hear
it. Okay, I got it.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Where are we? Everything from the... Okay, here we go. Friday, December 26th. John Worthy and Cody Piper. We have a New Year's Eve bash at Spirit. Kim and Foxman, Gordy G and J Malls, Formosa, Gust, Lemon Line, Pretty Tony, Bus Crates, and Century 3. Very exciting. January 9th, 2026. Got Mayra, Astrology Now, and Hemlock for Socrates. It's at Government Center at 8 p.m. What else? All Under Heaven at Roboto Project, January 16th. Jack Daniels, Funhouse, January 16th. Jack Daniels. They always got Jack Daniels there.
Huh.
What else? Dean Johnson with Lily Seabird at the Warhol, February 3rd. I like Dean Johnson. That'll be fun. Let's give one more. Empty start to the year.
That's what I'm seeing, but I did find that on Thursday, January 15th at Spirit Lodge, that's downstairs, we have God Bullies, Rated I, and Media Profit. 7:30.
Oh, I see a good one. March 3rd and March 4th. Two nights at the Warhol. Jonathan Richman.
Oh, yeah.
And that's actually, you know what? March 4th. We'll just
is your birthday.
Out. March 4th is my birthday. No. March 4th, oh. X-Pilots and Gadge are playing... A co-headlining show, location to be determined. A little birdie told me that.
On a Wednesday? Against Jonathan Richman?
Against Jonathan Richman. But that's okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Back to the music. We're here for another 15 minutes or so. Hope you're getting all cozy. Hope you got a hot cocoa in your hands.
Yummy, yummy.
Hot cocoa in one hand, eggnog in another.
Woo!
Another. The other.
My kind of
Maybe
night.
Maybe you have three hands. Hot cocoa in one hand, eggnog in another.
Yeah, another of your hands.
And an herbal tea in another.
With a big Christmas stogie in the other, in another.
And a present for your fifth and final hand.
You said a mitten?
A gift.
Oh, a gift. Sorry. Bad connection. Is the internet slow for anyone else?
Okay. More music. Here's a Cheap Trick.
Christmas, come on, Christmas, come on, Christmas. You know Dasher the Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it close.
Come on, come on!
All of the other reindeer used to have to call him names. Benevolent and poor Rudolph joining any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
what's that?
Rudolph with your nose so bright.
Wintertime.
You're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. This is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. And that's been our holiday special. That's been our show. Thanks for listening. We hope you're having a nice start to your holidays. Tomorrow is, today's Christmas Eve Eve. It's a holiday in and of itself. You just heard... What did you just heard? Christmas Time With You by Cheapskates. Bill Fox, Quartermaster's Wintertime, T-Rex with Christmas Bop, DMX with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the DBs with Holiday Spirit, and Cheap Trick with Come On Christmas.
Wonderful. A wonderful Christmas time playlist, if I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh.
My cat saying...
A little Christmas kitty has come with a message. A little
Christmas kitty is coming with a message. What's your message? Here, let's see what she has to say. What's that? Do you have a message, Greta? What's your message?
What's Speak, message? Greta.
This is your time. Are you mic shy?
Oh.
She's mic shy.
It's her...
Oh, there she goes.
I think that's something we can all agree on in these uncertain times.
Yep. That's something that can bring us all together. Thank you, Greta, for that kind message. Okay.
You need to hear it this time of year. It's so important to hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you... We won't see you. We'll never see you.
Never.
But we will talk to you, not even in the new year. I can't even say that yet. We'll talk to you on the 30th, I guess.
See you later this year, I guess. We'll see you
later
joke.
This year on New Year's Eve Eve. All right.
Special happy holidays to our favorite listeners, Ruth Ann and Jen.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hope holidays. You have a great one.
And to Eric as well. I'm going to shout out.
And to Eric. He's number three.
And Justin and Maggie.
Justin and Maggie. Four and five. My mom. She's on the list too.
She's on the list. She's top five.
Merry Christmas.
Top three.
Somewhere in there. We, you know, Ruth Ann and Jen, those are our day ones. They've been with us through thick or thin.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Hello, this is Annie Mae, the Neo Soul Songstress, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
The following program is a rerun of our August 12th episode.